why do you want to learn a new language? Where would you use it and how would it come in handy? This is what I'm asking myself every single day. Even if I'm not planning on going on a trip where I need to use a new language, I'm just like, my brain needs to stay alive. My brain needs to stay active. And there's only so many crossword puzzles I can do in 1 week. And that's why I just feel like putting my mind to the test would just be using Rosetta Stone to improve my language skills.
And I'm always like idealizing. Oh, I want to learn Francais, so when I go to Francais, I can speak French with the person in
You go
France.
To Quebec.
But really, I'm speaking on a like dream level, which is also great. Use Rosetta Stone to learn the language of a place you're dreaming of visiting. But also, practically, it makes more sense for me to learn Spanish. And if I'm going to learn Spanish, I'm going to do it on Rosetta Stone.
That's amazing.
They've been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users, and they have 25 languages offered. You have fast language acquisition because they immerse you in the language. There aren't English translations, so you really learn to speak, you listen, you think in the language with Rosetta Stone, and it has an intuitive process, so you pick up the language naturally. First words, then phrases, then sentences, which means it's designed for long-term retention. And the app has a true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation, like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's very helpful, okay?
That was good. That was good.
Thank you.
It's convenient. There's an amazing value. You can get a lifetime membership and just have every single language, all 25 languages you can have for your lifetime, and you can just work through them as long as you're alive. That's kind of an iconic goal to have. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Who Weekly listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/who. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/who today.
You will drain it. They want to know.
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And we have breaking news from therap.com. Tom Hardy is the most difficult actor for Americans to understand, poll finds. This is like exclusively because of Bane, right? This is one role?
No, it's a poll that they took. They said that he takes a lot of roles where there's obstruction to his face. But if you read the list of celebrities that people can't understand, according to this poll done by a company called Preply, it does make sense because it's like very accented actors.
Since when do pollsters get like millennial startup names? Preply? I feel like I'd see an ad for that on the subway.
I don't even know if that's a pollster. It might not even be a pollster. They did a poll though.
Okay. Preply.com/en/blog/America subtitles use.
Yeah, but like the idea was that more people use subtitles than ever because we're like, for various reasons, we use subtitles now a lot. Even like Gen Z uses subtitles like 70% of the time, which is insane. I mean, as somebody who watches Love Island, I love subtitles, but I understand why it could be a shock to the previous generations.
Who's the lesbian in the Scooby-Doo crew?
What?
The one that Linda Cardellini played in the movie.
Velma,
that's it. One of Josh's favorite tweets is this one where cartoon Velma is like on the floor and her glasses are like off and she's like looking for her glasses and it's like, help, I can't hear without my subtitles.
Who's the next one?
Fortis leader, one bounded down.
Arthur, we got about as much sense with this bird flying in the sky.
Aristotle, it's a fucking rolling pin.
Murders in his younger youth.
That's a lovely, lovely voyage.
And then, I think maybe you know there's no devil.
Your ass is still be floating around in Surrey right now if it wasn't for me.
Ah, bollocks, mate. The pair of you two belong to each other.
Because we need to have subtitles on. They're helpful.
Let's just go through the top celebrities that people need subtitles for that they don't understand are Tom Hardy.
Okay.
Makes sense. Sofia Vergara.
Okay.
A little rude, but fine. Arnold Schwarzenegger, classic.
Okay.
Sean Connery. Okay, now we're just picking on, you know.
It's just accents. It's people with thick accents.
No, but we get to Johnny Depp, number 5. He's American.
Well, he's a marble mouth. He's a marble mouth, like.
That's what I'm saying.
Method freak.
Jackie Chan, Ozzy Osbourne, another marble mouthed American.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's Benedict. Ozzy Osbourne's British.
Benedict Cumberbatch, if you say so. Michael Caine, James McAvoy, who is quite hard to understand, Salma Hayek, Brad Pitt, which I think is a weird one.
Right, because a lot of these are just like Americans saying, I don't understand accents that aren't my own. Brad Pitt, I guess he sort of mumbles.
Does he? Gal Gadot, Idris Elba, Liam Neeson, Ricky Gervais, and my favorite, Sam Heughan from Outlander.
Yeah, see.
Who is impossible to understand.
I've never seen Outlander, so I believe you.
But Scottish accents are hard.
The weirdest thing about this list is that they only polled Americans. It says the non-Americans on this list are the strangest additions, I think. It's like, well, are they considering just very specific roles? How was this done? Were they just given a lot of names and then told to, like, say whether or not they never understood
them? I found this poll on Twitter. I don't know why you're questioning their scientific method. Just go with it for a second.
I'm into it. I think the Tom Hardy...
I don't think it was a double blind. I think they just did a poll, you know?
Okay. Well, Tom Hardy, who were them, though? Is Tom Hardy a them?
He might be.
I just don't know. My feelings about Tom Hardy, I think, are very, like related to Mad Max.
Actually. I do.
I think he is.
I think he's them.
But I would pull up a chair and put my chin on my fist and listen to an argument explaining why he is actually a who. Because I revisited Mad Max fairly recently, Fury Road. It was funny to remember that he's, like, definitely not the lead of that movie. It's about Furiosa. So it's just like, wow, even in maybe his biggest movie, he's not the moment in it, you know?
Yeah, but I think he makes more of an impact in that movie than you claiming he's second fiddle. I think he's
definitely second lead vocalist. Moving on. Did you call it this or did Timmy? Because I'm obsessed.
Timmy.
Who Weekly Avengers.
I know, it's like when their powers combine, we are paying attention, you know?
Right. Like, I don't give a shit about Marvel phases 5, 6, 7, but I do give a shit about Christine Quinn and Julia Fox joining forces.
Fast friends, Christine Quinn and Julia Fox battle out for most outrageous look as they stage an impromptu photo shoot on the sidewalk. I love that too. They're just on the sidewalk.
You cut out this descriptor though. It's fast friends Christine Quinn and new pal Julia Fox battle it out.
Well, I don't know how long they've known each other. I feel like that's a little presumptuous because I feel like Julia Fox knows everyone and has for decades. That's her literal MO.
Was this the same night that Julia Fox set her dress on fire for fashion? Did you see that video?
I don't know, but she was working with a fashion designer that like does a thing where you can like put your dress on fire. It's like part of his looks. She wasn't just lighting herself on fire, though I could see herself doing it.
It was intentional.
This was the look where she wore pants that were so low cut that you could see like her pubis.
Pubis? Yeah.
Her mom's pubis.
At Kirk Pate on Twitter had a very good caption, which was, Julia Fox has unlocked an all new level of low rise. I like treating these women as though they are sort of like either video game characters or superheroes. I think they deserve it.
Oh, I agree. I think they're putting in the work. Christine is everywhere. Christine is like, these Selling Sunset girlies don't even leave kind of the greater Orange County, LA area. And Christine Quinn is like, I'm at the Balenciaga show. I'm meeting Julia Fox. I'm doing this. I'm stomping the streets. I'm this and that. And it's like, all right, like you're putting in the work. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Would I prefer Tariq El Moussa and Heather Ray like having a kid or fucking Christine Quinn like
gallivanting at the
serving
Lou.
Face card or whatever. Yeah, no, I prefer right. Christine Quinn.
Right, no, I saw these headlines that were like, Heather Ray El Moussa reveals sex of baby with Tariq El Moussa, and I was like, I'll never click this because I don't care because Christine Quinn is at the Louvre and she's making reels.
She's like, making reels at the Louvre.
She's making reels
at the Louvre.
Did you see what she was wearing in the Louvre? She was wearing something very comparatively demure and Eileen Fisher-esque, just like long, drapey,
great.
White linen.
She wore Eileen Fisher to the moon. She wore Eileen Fisher to the
moon. It wasn't Eileen Fisher, but it was like if Eileen Fisher were high fashion, that's kind of what it reminded me of.
I love this tweet where, I mean, this, do we follow this account, Julia Fox Source?
Yeah,
I mean,
they're
I feel
great.
Like this is the source for all things Julia Fox. Mm-hmm. Someone said, besides Uncut Gems, what the fuck has Julia Fox done? And they retweeted and they said, slayed, served, and eaten.
It's true.
It's correct.
It's true. It's true.
But it's funny because if your argument is, aside from Uncut Gems, what has Julia Fox done? The funniest thing about that is that that's not even what got her to be famous. It was dating Kanye West. So like, it's, you're not even, the joke is not even on, because when she was in Uncut Gems, people thought, oh, she's great, but they weren't like screaming and dying over her.
Right.
Then she dated Kanye West and people were like, oh my God, who is this woman?
Then she became a real celebrity after dating Kanye West. You know, she was very
everyone
niche.
Thought she was good in Uncut Gems, but nobody was like, breakout star, legend, one of a kind, like she's the moment, blah, blah, blah. And then she got a little bump.
Yeah, she got a little bump. I'm just, I'm really glad that she's persevering. She's just chugging through. And I think that that's nice, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think she like continues to make headlines, which is really impressive. And it's literally over like things that she's wearing, which is also really impressive because it means like she's really
she has using a distinct style.
Her platform to be like, I love fashion, as opposed to like the fashion is second fiddle. We keep saying second fiddle to the kind of other antics to keep you in the headlines. She's just like, no, I'm out. I'm in New York and I'm wearing something absolutely crazy and fun. Which is
or
so
I'm in
rare.
Paris and I'm wearing something absolutely crazy and fun. I'm anywhere.
That's just rare to. That's rare for that to be the kind of the thesis of the photo, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. I'm sort of like there. It seems like there's always a fashion week somewhere on the planet. I feel like fashion week just follows Julia
that's
Fox
true.
Wherever she goes.
I mean, she's bringing it back to New York, which I love. She's making New York cool. I mean, New York is cool, but like she's making it cooler.
She is.
And there's a heat wave, honey. So, you know?
That's good for Julia Fox's aesthetic because she likes fire and wearing very little.
Because, right, like her pants are barely on. And I mean that as a compliment.
Mm-hmm. It's impressive. I've never seen anything like that.
Because, I just love this photo because Christine and Julia are smiling. Like there's also something so like funny and authentic that they're taking a photo and smiling. Like no one is like doing a face. Everyone's like, I'm cheesing. Like there is a woman in this photo. Oh, it's fucking
the two
Delia.
People.
It's Delia. It's Amelia Gray Hamlin, of course.
Right.
So,
okay. I was wondering who that was. Why did she look familiar?
Right. She's giving like model
pout.
Like mean mug. But then we have just like Julia Fox and Christine Quinn who are like, I'm here and I'm enjoying myself, smiling. Big pearly whites.
You're so right. Because the person next to Amelia Gray is also giving model pout. And Christine
yeah,
Quinn
and
Julia
that.
Fox are just happy. It's nice.
Happy to be there. Just happy to be there, you know?
I'm happy to have them.
I'm single, probably for a while. I think a break from the billionaires, maybe. No, never. No.
Surprising. Hailey Bieber, big victory in trademark battle, .. going forward with Rode skincare line. The people who sued them, okay. Rode, the first Rode, lost. And so Hailey Bieber is going to keep using the name Rode, her middle name, Hailey Rode Bieber.
Congrats. Justice was served or whatever. She served justice. I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
One of everything, two of Rode, as Timmy put it. Now there's going to be two of them.
One of everything.
God, Timmy.
Oh, right. That was
one of everything. Really good.
Mm-hmm. Really good.
Really
one
good.
One of everything. Really good.
Yeah.
We're having lunch with Timmy today. I'm going to order one of everything. Really good. I'm going to say to the waiter.
They do have good starters there.
That's what I'm going to say. One of everything really good.
Moving on, there was a big brand party this weekend that I wish I could have gone to because this seems fun. The Celsius Arctic Vibe launch party at Joya Beach Club in Miami Beach. Ugh, this looks fun.
Well, Zed performed.
Zed was there.
Yeah,
I love
he
him.
He performed.
Yeah.
It was in Miami. It was for Celsius. Have you had a Celsius yet?
No, and I didn't realize they had so much caffeine in them. Do you know that each can has 200 milligrams of caffeine in it?
They're really good. They're really yummy. They're great.
You're being serious. This is not
yeah,
spot, by the way. Okay.
No, they're good.
I'm intrigued.
I had them.
All the celebrities
they're
drink
good.
Them. I feel like they must be good. See, I'm falling for it.
No, I'm telling you they're good. You're not falling okay. for anything. I told you. It's a recommendation.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you drink them after your like workouts? Because you do those workouts. You're like, you do workout classes
yeah,
there
but
for like post-workouts.
Yeah, but it's a little, well, it's a little late to drink one then. But yeah, I have.
Okay.
And I realize it's a little late to drink one then.
Oh,
but
okay.
It is, yes. This party gave us a lot of good headline, which included Brooks Nader puts on an eye-popping display in a very low-cut dress with plenty of side boob at Celsius Arctic Vibe launch party in Miami.
Brooks Nader is a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, I believe, right?
This officially kills the use of vibe, which I overuse. I recognize mm-hmm. that. I do think that calling a drink Celsius Arctic Vibe, like, oh, it's giving Arctic. It's an Arctic mm-hmm. vibe. I think this is putting this word to bed, you know?
Yeah.
Vibes are over, right?
Vibes and giving. Giving is also turning the tide. I saw a recent headline that said Kourtney Kardashian is giving Thelma and Louise vibes. And I was like, I think that no one knows what Thelma and Louise is about. Like, first of all,
she had
sunglasses on and she kind of had her hair up and like, you know, like when you tie a little scarf around your head, that's what she was giving.
Not to be reductive, but they did murder. So like, was she giving like, I killed someone, you know?
There was a murder. There was a rape. There's the law. There's like actual death. There's suicide. Right. Like, I don't think Kourtney Kardashian is giving any of those things.
She was just giving sitting in a car.
She was giving sitting in a car. Yes, exactly.
Incredible. And the Celsius Arctic vibe is giving Arctic, giving cold, giving burr, giving...
Zed.
It's giving... What even is the flavor? Oh, it's giving sparkling frozen berry.
Sparkling frozen... Oh, I thought the part that says frozen has mint in it. I was looking at the ingredients. Because there's something about it. Also, pregnant Nicole Williams English was there, and she hinted at burgeoning bump and skin tight peekaboo jumpsuit as she leads stars at Celsius Arctic Vibe launch party. If Nicole Williams English is leading the stars, like, there aren't many other big stars there, you know?
I know her last name is English, but it is funny because to me that reads like her name is Nicole Williams, but they're telling me she's English because Williams is also a last name.
Nicole Williams, English.
English, right. Pregnant Nicole Williams English hints at burgeoning bump.
Where was
don't drink,
oh, it was in Miami.
Don't
sure.
drink that Celsius that if you're pregnant. Don't drink that Celsius.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, did your doctor approve of this?
I was laughing because I was looking up other like mentions of the party. And aside from getting images, which like had, you know, just photos, there was a mention of it elsewhere, which was in an article where the headline was Brandi Cyrus teases Wells Adams and Sarah Hyland's wedding. Quote, it's going to be a massive party. And literally what it comes from is, I'm going to the wedding. It's just in a few short weeks here, Cyrus told Us Weekly while attending the Celsius Energy Drinks Arctic Vibe Sparkling Frozen Berry launch party at Joya Beach in Miami. I'm very excited.
Imagine being asked about Wells Adams and Sarah Hyland's wedding while you're at the Celsius Energy Drink Arctic Vibe Sparkling Frozen Berry Launch Party in Joya Beach, Miami.
Imagine. You're like, I'm just here trying to drink my Celsius Energy Drink Arctic Vibe colon Sparkling Frozen Berry. You know, like, just leave me in peace. I'm just trying to drink.
I'm just trying to talk to my friend Sean White, who's opening up a Celsius Energy Drink Arctic Vibe Sparkling Frozen Berry Edition. You know, like,
whenever a drink has like this much caffeine in it, it's giving Red Bull and vodka. And I think what the Celsius kind of like, me drinking Celsius is very different than Celsius at this party, which is like, mix it with vodka and go fucking insane. You know, like, anything with that much caffeine, if you put alcohol in it, you're losing your mind. No, that's
like
what
must
it's for.
Be the subtext, right? Like, I was sort of having,
I mean,
the
I drank
similar
Four
vibes.
Locos. Like, I know what happens when you mix alcohol and caffeine. Like, it's iconic.
The craziest I've ever felt in my life is when I had like 3 Sparkses in one night.
Right.
I could not sleep. I thought my heart was going to explode. And then they took them off the market.
It's a classic for a reason. Like, we're not, you know, we don't fuck with the classics. The classics is mixing alcohol and booze. I mean, sorry. The classics is mixing caffeine and booze. That's a classic.
That's the classic. Nina Dobrev was also there and she made a TikTok that sort of had that horrible thing where it like goes womp womp. And so whenever the phone comes back up, someone else is in the front facing camera. Describing the way TikTok memes works is my actual hell.
Yeah, I was like, please don't do that.
She opens it up and then who's there but a TikTok star named Vinny Hacker. So all the comments on this TikTok are like, she's with Vinny. And I was like, who the fuck is Vinny? And he's just a TikTok star / Twitch streamer. Have you ever heard of this guy?
No.
He's actually a multi-hyphenate. He's a TikTok star, Twitch streamer, and model. He's also on the Netflix Hype House show, which is, I think, why he broke out a little more than other people.
Oh, I remember him from that show. He's 20. Yeah. On that show, he famously was like, the episodes of that show that I watched, which were a few, what was funny about him was that he was invited into the house because he was a thirst trap TikToker, which meant he like didn't have a personality. He was just hot. But he was like struggling to like figure out what his personality was like on TikTok and in real life because he was just a thirst. Like he would just make TikToks where he was like cute.
Like a pretty face. Okay. So it's like you have to find an identity.
Exactly. And that was like his struggle.
That's actually a pretty captivating struggle because I feel like that struggle exists for a lot of people who are influencers on the internet, you know, where it's like, I can do my body. I can make myself look a way that a lot of people will find attractive. But like, what now? You know,
content creator notable for posting short lip sync videos on his V Hacker TikTok account for more than his 14 million fans. He also posts modeling photos and moody selfies on Instagram. He has a number of tattoos on his arms and chest. He often displays for viewers. It's like he is like a it's like aesthetic blogging where it's just like photos and like a look in the cam or whatever.
You should go on Love Island.
What's your main goal for 2022?
Probably just figuring out which direction I want to go, because I have so many different opportunities laid out, but I'm not really sure what I want to do yet or where my head's at.
Describe your vibe in three words.
Awesome, amazing, cool.
The Chainsmokers are going to space, sort of. It's not really space. If you read the fine print, it's not space. It's just
it's the edge of
high.
Space.
Yeah, it's
nobody really knows how to kind of explain this, which is really funny because people keep being like, shoot them to space and never return them. And it's like, yes, you are being funny and that is funny, but
they're not going to space.
They're going to the edge of space. They're going to like barely space, you know?
Yeah. I love that this explanation on the website for the company that's sending them up to space, which is called Worldview. It's literally a gigantic helium balloon. That's all it is. So it takes a really long time to get up there. It takes many hours to get 20 miles. It says, am I going to space? Will I become an astronaut? That's an FAQ that's on the website.
The FAQ is really good.
The question is coming from the person who is potentially spending $50,000 on this balloon.
Am I? No, because listen, I thought it was $500, but that's just the down payment. It's $50,000 to go up to this not space.
It's a non-refundable down payment too.
Yeah, you can't just.
It's
give
not like your Cybertruck where you got your $100
for
back.
Cybertruck. Yeah, no, you have to give him $500.
$500,000
to go up in a really slow helium balloon to get a good view. Apparently, you get a really good view of
You
the
get
world.
A good view, but this FAQ was funny because it's like, look, it's very unclear when space actually starts, but where you're going
you're
is
blame
not space.
Space? You're gonna blame the definition of space. Get out of here.
Well, that's what it says. It's like. Space is very arbitrary. Where space begins depends on what country you're above. And it's like, but it is objective that we don't send you to space because it's only 20 miles. And no one really believes that space begins that far below 50 miles. So
is this you? I would never go to space or under the sea. Is that
yeah,
you
never.
Stating that? Okay.
Never. Right. I would never.
Okay, good
would
to
you
know.
Do this? Would you even do this?
I wouldn't go to space. I would go under the sea.
You would go under the sea? That's
in like
so
a submarine?
Scary. Oh, it's so
in
scary.
In like a submarine? Yeah, mm-mm. Totally.
Would you get on this helium balloon if it weren't $50,000, if you just could pay, let's say even $500? Would you pay $500 to go on this balloon and go 20 miles up?
If I wasn't the first one to do it.
Okay, that's question one. So you would do it if you weren't the first, if it was proven. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, sure. It's like seems like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. But
would
yeah.
you go if you had to be up there with both chain smokers?
Drew
right.
Taggart and Alex,
hot
whoever.
Chain smoker and not hot chain smoker, if you had to go with both of them.
Are they paying for my trip?
No, you're still paying, but they're performing the whole time.
They're performing the whole time?
The whole time. I have a follow-up question.
Okay.
Would you do it if you have... You would do it.
Sure. Okay, fine.
Okay, well, then I know the follow-up, because I was going to say, what if you had to go with just the hot chain smoker?
Oh, but would he be performing?
Oh, when there's no performing. It's just
I prefer
you
that.
Him.
I prefer that. I prefer that. I'm sorry... These two performing, what are they going to do? Play an MP3 and sing over it up in space? Like, I don't really understand what that involves.
Aren't oxygen levels, like, really low? How do you breathe? Like, how do you sing?
Well, they have, you know, they have it set up. It's a system.
In the press release for this, again, the company is called Worldview. A lot of people covered this, which kind of annoyed me. They got exactly what they wanted out of this. Got here, we're part of the problem. The chain smokers released a joint statement. So when they speak, it says the chain smokers said they're speaking as a unit. We have always dreamed of going to space and are stoked to celebrate with Worldview to have this adventure and experience. We know the views of both Earth and space are going to be incredible and inspiring, and we hope to leverage this flight for creativity on future projects. It just reads as like someone at Worldview wrote this and then got confirmation, and they were like, can you give it more of a voice? And then they added stoked.
The idea that the Chainsmokers are going to go to not space and then have like an idea for a new stupid song is really funny to me. You know,
it's so, and they have to say, we've always dreamed of going to space. And it's like, well, you're still going to dream of going to space because you're not going to be there when you take this balloon there.
I know. Like even Lance Bass, like wouldn't even settle for this. You know, he said it's real space or bust. And
real
bust,
space or bust.
You know?
Exactly. I think that's fair, too.
Just like this
it's
balloon.
Like a consolation
it is crazy
prize.
That our technology involves still a balloon. It's like, OK, no vibes, you know,
the chain smokers do belong in balloons. Yeah. Also, that's so much helium. Helium is a very, it's a finite resource on this planet, y'all. We need helium really for like is. MRIs.
But instead we're sending both chain smokers up to not space in a balloon filled with like a rare resource that is, you know, dwindling.
The chain smokers
like
are...
next time you have a birthday party and there's no helium for your balloons, blame the chain smokers. Seriously.
I will. Also, I won't use helium balloons at my birthday party because we shouldn't be spending helium reserves
oh
on
my
balloons.
God. Okay. All right. Okay, fine. But the chain smokers are just filling that thing up.
Go for launch. T minus
15. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Ignition sequence start. 3,
7, 1. Ignition. Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue. Okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down, got in.
Did you hear? Kid LAROI and Monsta X to headline Nickelodeon's first Nick Fest music festival at Rose Bowl.
Did you hear?
Did you hear?
Did you hear? I made a little game about who's on the roster for the brand new, first time ever
Nickelodeon Fest.
Because I thought this is a music festival in which Bobby will know nobody performing.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a pair of performers. You're going to tell me who's performing at the Nick Fest.
Oh my God. Okay.
Olivia O'Brien or Olivia Rodrigo?
Olivia Rodrigo.
No, it's Olivia Bryan. Olivia Rodrigo is not going to perform.
Well, that's
why
I was like, oh, okay.
Ty Verdes or Shai Greene?
Ty Verdes.
That's correct.
Okay.
Christian Gates or Christina Slade?
Christian Gates.
The Good News Girls or the Bad News Boys?
Oh my God. The Bad News Boys.
No, it's the Good News Girls.
Oh my God.
G Flip or She Flop?
G Flip's going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, G Flip.
Boys World or Man's Universe?
Well, it is Nick Fest. It's Nickelodeon's first Nick Fest music festival. I'm going to say, what was it?
Boys World.
Boys World.
That's correct.
Okay.
That girl Lele or that woman Lady Gay Gay?
I know that girl Lele. That girl Lele.
Young Dylan or old Dylan? See where we're going here?
Oh my God. So it's either Dylan O'Brien or Dylan McDermott. I'm going to say young Dylan.
It's young Dylan. Little Jet or big old Jet?
They're all little. I get the joke. I get this game. Little
yes.
Jet.
Thank you. 99 Goon Squad or 99 Years Old Squad?
So
okay,
stupid.
That one's so good.
99 Goon Squad.
That's correct. Okay, and here's the last one. The cast of Monster High, the movie, or the cast of Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris? Okay, I really cracked myself doing this one.
The cast of Monster High, the movie.
That's correct.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's the game. I'm crying.
The Gen Z standing Leslie Manville and Jason Isaacs. Oh my God.
Just the idea that all these bands are called like girl or boy or young. It's like killing me.
Nick, Isabelle Huppert looks at her like schedule for the day and she's like, what is this Nickelodeon first Nick Fest? Nick Fest? Qu'est-ce que c'est? Qu'est-ce que c'est Nick Fest? Qu'est-ce que c'est Nick Fest?
She might do a better performance at Nick Fest than
she did in Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. I'd rather see her at Nick Fest than Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. God, she's so bad in that movie.
Moving on, I just cracked up at this and actually, like, we don't even need to get into it. And I swear to God, I'm not shaming, but I am laughing.
I'm laughing so hard. And I'm also sweating because this room is like burning up.
It's so hot. I know I'm dying and I can't even turn on anything. Okay. Lala Kent shows off impressive new boobs and new ear after plastic surgery. The speed at which I clicked on this to figure out what new ear meant is really funny. And
it's the same ear pinned back.
It's
But it's so funny to call it new ear. Like, I love my new boobs and I love my new ear. And that's so funny to me.
Right. They're quoting her, but it's not a new ear. It's the same ear that she pinned.
Sure, but to her, it's a new ear.
It's the same cartilage. It's the same. It's same as it ever was. It's just pinned back.
Oh my gosh. I love my new boobs. I love my new boobs and I love my new ear. I'm feeling it's going to be a hot girl summer. I just love the idea of pinning your one ear back and being like, it's hot girl summertime, bitches. My ear is back. My face is snatched, my ear is pinned back.
Nothing happened to me, obviously, but the ear pinning back, I don't think people know what that really means. Was it you that said?
Andrew
was like, I don't think people know what that means. It's basically my left ear was somewhat sticking out more than the right. I have always been insecure about it. There are certain things that I've been insecure about that I can get over. This one, since I was a kid, I've hated it. So they literally just like make the smallest incision behind the ear. Mm-hmm. And there's a video on the Instagram of Dr. Lakey and Dr. Daniel Poor. And it's almost like they pull these two strings and the ear just like ever so slightly folds back a bit.
Can I ask, I'm sure that you got discounts because you're a celebrity or whatever, but what does something like that cost? Do you know?
Ooh, I want to say that between the boobs and the ear, I think that we would, I want to say, but I don't know, maybe 20?
Yeah, 20 for the 30. Ear and, okay.
Yeah.
How much do boobs cost?
Well, I think the ears, if you were to do, let's say, a surgery of both ears, I want to say between 12 and 15, and then I'm sure the boobs are around 20. Mm. So.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Courtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. We had 25 Things by Nikki Glaser, someone else who is increasingly everywhere lately. Like, she's always been everywhere.
She's promoting FBoy Island and a comedy special on Warner Brothers, and they're putting in the work to, speaking of good agent, that somebody is really
Warner Media
for her.
Yeah.
Warner Media is like, we need to get her out there.
Nikki Glaser used to be like a Viacom girly, like MTV, VH1, Comedy Central, and they would put her everywhere. And now she's like a Warner Media girly. And it's funny to watch that, like, it feels a little glossier suddenly, you know?
So her 25 Things is like not at all interesting. But I did notice something that I think you've noticed before that I turned into like a little game. Us Weekly has the funniest linking thing where they just link. Their contextual linking is like so fucking psycho sometimes. Like,
It's infuriating, is what it is.
Yeah, you'll think something's linked to something, but it's like absolutely not linked to something. So I'm gonna read to you some of the various numbers of things about her, and I'm gonna tell you what is linked, and I want you to take a guess at what it's linked to. Just gander a guess, because I would say some of these you will guess, but then some you absolutely will not. And they'll be funny.
It's gonna be this whole thing is a crapshoot, and I feel like I'm gonna get some right just by blind guesses.
But that's what I think. I was gonna do multiple choice, but I said I don't want to put in that much effort. Yeah. I think you can get like close to what. Okay, so number and this goes from easy to hard, so the numbers aren't in order necessarily.
Okay.
Number 7, I went vegan 6 years ago. I miss cheese and meat, but I did it because I love animals. What is linked is went vegan 6 years ago.
That definitely links to like a list of vegan celebrities.
That's correct. Yeah. Celebrity vegans and vegetarians, mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus, Milo Ventimiglia, mm-hmm. and more. Okay. Number 9. My goal is to do a topless comedy special someday. What is linked is goal is to do a topless comedy special.
That's definitely... famous women who've gone topless. A list of topless
stars, celebs who've gone near naked.
Yeah, there we go. Uh-huh.
Number 22. Here's where it gets a little. Number 22. I moved back to St. Louis to live with my parents during the pandemic because I was scared. My e-reality show, Welcome Home Nikki Glaser, followed my return. She had an e-reality show about going home.
She's not this famous.
It's I'm telling you, she is. She is a very Lucy Hale figure in that people must love her. She is, and I think that she's very funny, but like she's,
I agree.
The way that she is pushed on us, I feel, is incongruous with her actual fame level, and that's interesting to me.
Okay, so when I tell you what is linked is just the word pandemic. Let me know what you think that links to.
Then it's either a link to, no, they would never link out. They'd only link in. It's a link to stories about the pandemic. It's fully
it's
a tag.
To the tag page.
Okay, it's a tag.
It's a tag page for the tag coronavirus.
Yep. I click on these all the time. I feel like thrilled right now. Okay, this is good.
Number 19. I cannot for the life of me understand the game of football. What is underlined is the game is understand the game of football.
Is it a link to their sports vertical, their sports tag?
Vaguely. It's Nick Lachey, Alyssa Milano, Joe Manganiello, celebrities who love football. I should have put that
celebrities
above because that's
who
in
love,
the same realm as
celebrities who love football is one of their stories.
Yes. Okay, here's where it gets a little bit more specific in a way that is deranged, because I think you got the idea that, like, sometimes they'll link to, like, celebrities who do X. This is where it gets a little bit more creative, okay? Number two. I got caught shoplifting when I was 19. I haven't done it since. Gotten caught. And what's underlined is got caught shoplifting.
Celebrities with criminal past. Celebrities with criminal histories.
Think more specific. Who's the most famous person?
Winona Ryder? Is it a story about Winona Ryder?
Winona Ryder recalls 2001 shoplifting arrest. Colin, it wasn't like the crime of the century. They link to that. They link to Winona Ryder talking about shoplifting. Okay?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
The next one you are absolutely never going to get, but it's fine. Okay. Number 15. I have ASMR and watch videos of soft-spoken women flipping through magazines every single night to fall asleep. What is underlined is ASMR.
I'm never going to get it. So it's, did someone iconically make an ASMR video, like one of those celebrities? Is it a link to a story about a celebrity doing like a Vanity Fair ASMR video?
Jessica Alba and daughter Honor, 12, film ASMR video with acai bowls, : cringiest
acai
video in the whole wide world. What did I say? Acai. Cringiest video in the whole wide world. Okay. This is the last one.
Okay.
This is the one that like took me out. Okay. Number three. I've had terrible stage fright when I was younger. I would have insomnia for weeks before a classroom presentation and shake the entire time. What is linked is terrible stage fright.
So it's, okay, so this is, you said I'm never going to get it. So it's not celebrities with stage, celebrities with phobias, celebrity phobias.
Eddie Redmayne, : I got complete stage fright playing Newt Scamander in Fantastic Beasts. Like,
wait.
That's what it links to.
God, these aren't even relevant or recent. I guess Fantastic Beasts just came out.
I know, but I'm just like, how is that the...
You know what I wonder? You know what I bet? I bet there's something in their CMS where it's like, if you highlight words, it probably does
something.
It searches for something relevant,
articles.
And then it gives the writer or the editor links of options. And they just pick something. Because it's definitely
scrubbing.
It's just
funny that I'm reading 25 things to know about Nikki Glaser, and if I click on ASMR, I get a story about Jessica Alba's daughter making an ASMR video. It's like, okay, I guess that's my interest, you know?
Okay.
Hi, everyone. This is Jessica Alba. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. I'm going to do a Get Ready With Me ASMR style. This is a first for me, so hope you enjoy. First, I'm going to start with primer. This is really weird, but I think it's relaxing.
We have three feuds this week. Three big feuds, actually.
Sure.
The first feud, Tyra Banks v. Dancing with the Stars by way of Alfonso Ribeiro.
Who's the who in this? Alfonso Ribeiro?
Alfonso Ribeiro. And honestly, kind of Tom Bergeron.
He's the number one who because he's the underlying who all of the stories about Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. But I think Alfonso Ribeiro
is... didn't realize that everybody loved Tom Bergeron as much as they did until they fired him. And now they can't get him back because they're, like, too proud. Mm-hmm. And everyone in the comments is like, Tom was better. And it's like, when the fuck did you guys start all caring about Tom Bergeron this much?
So this story is about Tyra Banks has been the host of Dancing with the Stars for a few years now, right? Like, it's been a while since Tyra took over. Yes. And so they're adding a co-host, and the co-host is going to be Alfonso Ribeiro. And apparently Tyra Banks is pissed.
Who won Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. And everyone loves him.
Her front-facing comment was, I'm so happy. I've known him since I was 19. He always puts a smile on my face whenever I see him. Having such a fun-loving, longtime friend as a co-host warms my heart. Plus, he's won the competition before, so he knows exactly what the stars are going through. Bantering back and forth with him live is going to be so much fun. Oh, my God. But OK Magazine said she threatened to quit the show because they were putting her with a co-host. Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm the producer. Tyra loves to be the EP of something. And she's like, as the producer, like, absolutely not, this is what I want. And so she's complaining, and the story is getting sort of like, the story is getting messy because it makes it seem like she and Alfonso Ribeiro are feuding, but they're not. And she's trying to make it seem like this has nothing to do with him, but you know it has. Like, it doesn't, it doesn't, you know. She's mad at him for doing it. She probably feels a modicum of disrespect from him for thinking that he could take
this job. But I also feel
job.
Like she feels generally demoralized by the fact that she's been hosting the show and, like, no one likes her as the host, mm-hmm. like, for the past whatever years. And I would say Tyra Banks has had, like, a kind of a rough hosting trajectory since America's Top Model. Yeah. And also, America's Top Model has been recontextualized as, like, really offensive, which it was at the time.
Which
we were all, like, too insane to realize, and it's coming to haunt her. It's haunting her. It's mm-hmm. been haunting her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to open ice cream stores, and they're like, no.
Yes.
Everyone's like, stop.
Meanwhile, people at ABC or wherever must love Alfonso Ribeiro, because ever since he became one of those, he did the trajectory that I think so many 90s and 80s sitcom stars want, exactly, where he became like kind of half butt of the joke celebrity reality star contestant. Like, he was on I'm a Celebrity, yes. Get Me Out of Here. He like did
but
like random talking head things.
Constantly making money.
Constantly making money. Right. Then he parlayed that into actual successful TV host, because he hosts America's Funniest Home Videos now. And who did he replace?
But I think
Tom
it's
Bergeron.
Because he is a nostalgic figure who maintained good nature throughout the entire demoralizing,
he never got dark.
Like, ascent of kind of, not ascent, or like descent of fame, but ascent of age. You know, mm-hmm. as he got older, he was on all of these dumb things that everybody was doing. But unlike kind of the a little bit more destroyed child actors.
Like a Danny Bonaducci figure or something.
Exactly. Exactly. He maintained kind of like humor, dignity, and a little bit of grace, which is hard to do. Like, yeah. I think nearly impossible to do, yeah. actually, and was able to kind of like transcend that era of when we did that to celebrity, to reality star, to child stars. Mm-hmm. We do it less now. We used to do it a lot, like VH1 Celeb Reality or Surreal Life, etc.
Yeah.
And then he got started getting the gigs, which were like for people our age who are nostalgic for him, and we're watching, you know, Wheel of Fortune and America's Funniest Home Videos and like whatever, mm-hmm. you know.
Do you believe this feud? I think we should end all of these with, do you believe them? Because this is rumored from...
I do believe this. Yeah, I do believe that Tyra Banks was not thrilled when they said, we need to bring on someone to help you host. I think it makes her look bad, and I think she knows it.
Yeah.
You know, and she's had these hosting gigs, like, given and taken from her. And I think she's, like, she's insecure about that. And I would be, too, because you would be pissed.
Definitely.
We're bringing you a guy to help you.
Yeah, especially because it's a man is, like, irritating. She took over for a man. And then it was like, oh, yeah. We actually need a man in here. That's
totally.
That's disrespectful. Like, there's no way around
and
it.
And they're like, we need a light, likable figure, because you have become like not a light, likable figure.
But
like, you're heavy and like more serious in a way.
I also think that it must be such good money that like it's going to be hard for her to actually leave. Yeah.
She's
going to make her case. Right. And I honestly think this sort of thing, to take it sort of to a vintage old schooly place, I think that just the fact that this story is out there is kind of enough for her. Like, I think she probably likes that this story is being rumored, that like this is in print, because I feel like it gets her message across. And I think that that's like maybe enough damage and may provide her some leverage, maybe even when asking for more money, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean, I just think it's like she'll probably end up leaving this, but I think she has to do 1 year of like doing it together. Just
and then
to
it'll just
that,
be
like,
Alfonso.
She can't fail. Right. She can't get fired. Meanwhile, the Commenters on Deadline.com, which Bobby calls the Chrisley contingent, they're weighing in, and they're like 10 pages of comments on this one.
I was planning on watching DWTS this time, but now they are bringing back Tyra Banks. I will definitely not watch it. The only right thing was to bring Tom Bergeron back. Tyra is awful. And then Jess Banks says, still going to stinks with Tyra Banks. She cannot host. Bring back Tom. Bring back Tom.
I mean, Tyra Banks can do a lot of things well, but I would agree that at hosting Dancing with the Stars is not one of the things that she's done well in her career. Like, and she can do a lot of things well.
She needs to lean into the vintage problematic nature of America's Next Top Model's early cycles and just like do it over again, but make it fucked up. Like, let's bring back fucked up reality television and just like see how far we can take it before people are like, absolutely not. Like, we can't do this.
I love that. Yeah, I mean, it is crazy to me that we still have Top Chef. We have Drag Race more successful than ever. And like, why is America's Next Top Model not with us any longer? You know, I guess it got faded out with like Rita, and then Tyra did come back for a little bit, and then just kind of died.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was problematic the whole time.
Feud 2.
Who else is feuding? This is all OK Magazine is the one telling us about these feuds. I don't know if we should believe
OK was getting good stuff this week. Like, to be fair, I sometimes forget about OK, but usually when you go to OK, it's filled with like lengthy, anonymous, sourcey, gossipy stuff. Like, it fills a void that a lot of newer, more popular tabloid websites like don't quite, I don't know, cover at this in this day and age. You know, it's, I guess what I'm saying is it's a little trashier. But it still maintains a sort of journalistic.
Oh, it is it's certainly trashier.
It maintains a journalistic air. It's not like the chum websites that are all AI produced like garbage. It is like reported.
It is interesting that both of these feuds come right from OK.
Yes.
Like there's a little bit of a thread there.
But doesn't this also feel vintage where it's like Hoda Kotb and Savannah Guthrie, two of the co-hosts of Today on NBC, are fighting.
Hoda's a them. Savannah's probably who.
I think Hoda's a themier than Savannah, but I weirdly, even though they are obviously objectively quite famous because they host one of the main morning shows, there's something still very hooey about that, like, niche. You know? I'd almost call both of them
if they're not hooey, we shouldn't be talking about
it. I'd say they're cuspy is what it is.
But Hoda's a who.
You think Savannah's
Hoda's a them, Savannah's
more of a who. I think that's closer.
Yes. I mean, if they're both thems, this is out of our, you know.
Well, if you ask Savannah, she'd say that she's the them because she's feuding with Hoda Kotb and she says that she hates it. And the reason that OK is writing about this.
I believe the tie. If you're going to ask me if I believe this, which is like what's coming, I don't believe this. I believe Tyra. I don't believe this.
You don't believe this. You don't even believe the body language pro Patty Wood, who analyzed the host's on-screen relationship as insiders claim they're feuding?
I especially don't believe that.
Okay, so this one you say you don't believe. Do you believe this feud? Feud number 3.
I just feel like before we go on, it's too easy to accuse two women hosts of feuding that are like, it's one thing to be like, Tyra hosts a show and they're bringing somebody on to help her and she's pissed. That makes total sense to me. That's like, I would be pissed. Like, I'm thinking about myself in the scenario where like, would you be upset? Of course, yes. This is just two women who work together.
Don't like each other.
And you're telling me they hate each other. I'm like, okay, yes, maybe that happens sometimes. Maybe that happens a lot of times. But like, that to me is more of a stretch and more of just like making something up out of thin air. Like, these two women just don't like each other than a scenario in which you wouldn't like somebody if they came on to try and steal your thunder.
I will say, however, despite the fact that I, like you, don't believe this story, I'm really impressed by the way in that they made, which was that Good Morning America has slightly more viewers than Today Show. Today Show has 2.7 million viewers a month. Good Morning America has 2.9 million viewers a month. And the story is saying that Good Morning America's ratings are going down, Today's are going up, though they are still behind Good Morning America. And OK's argument is that more people are tuning into the Today Show because they think that Savannah and Hoda hate each other, which is an incredible galaxy brain take. Like, incredible
take. Which is fair because if they more visibly hated each other, I would also be tuning in.
Yes, but it's also quite early. Also, that explains...
In the morning, yes.
That explains any tension between morning show hosts. It's early.
It's quite early.
It's really fucking early.
It's quite early.
Feud number 3, I think, is impossible to deny. It's Trina versus Kaya. Yeah.
Well, this feud is like, fuck you, I hate you, bitch. Like, this is a feud.
Please shut the fuck up. Stop talking about me. Please.
In the two other feuds, we don't have direct contact. In this feud, we have years and years of women insulting each other. So I do think that this feud is not rumored. This feud is pretty much cemented. This was on the Jasmine brand. Trina addresses beef with Kia. I think it's Kaya.
It's Kaya.
Yeah. Trina addresses beef with Kaya. The level of disrespect is beyond I don't know you, which made, of course, caught my eye because it's like, it's one thing to be like, I don't know her and just move on. The level of disrespect here is just like, fuck you, bitch. Like, it's very direct.
Yeah.
And, is what she's saying, I think.
And this has been at least a 2 years long struggle. So I think that, so I think it's impossible to deny the fact that these women are both like very like nostalgic thems. Just, but also I.
They're definitely who's.
But they're definitely
but
who's
I would say,
now.
Like Trina, it has more of name recognition. Kaya's music has more of name recognition, I think.
But Trina has really... Trina has more songs, and it's just like I find it
but my
hard.
Neck, but isn't but my neck, my back
is Kaya.
Is Kaya that has long? That's very long lasting. That song, that's a very like.
All you ladies, pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. All you ladies, pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Just do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it now. Lick it good, suck this.
But so does like the baddest bitch, or like, what is the song that's real? Pull over, right. Like, come on, like. Trina has, but again, they're all from like the year 2000. This is the fundamental part of the feud.
But this was why they were fighting, because they literally were like, one of them was like, "Let's go on Versus," and the other one was like, "Fuck you." Right?
Trina, well, Kaya said, I want to go on Versus with Trina. And Trina heard about this and was like, why would I fucking do that? That's disrespectful to me because I have so many more hits than Kaya. I would win in 2 seconds.
Which I gotta say is like truly not the point. Like to kind of respond in that way is not the point. Like Versus really became kind of like a unity, not like an actual Versus.
This
and
was
like,
early Versus though.
I know.
So
okay,
if they
right.
if they if brought this back,
like Brandy and Monica, like it was never Versus. Like they did it together, and like it was like supporting each other. I just feel yes. like this is really the problem is the fundamental misunderstanding of what Versus could be mm-hmm. and actually has become, which is like we're just all like
a
loving
celebration
the music.
Of
there's
music.
No there's no battle. There's no actual battle.
Yeah, yeah. But some of these
quotes, like when you go to a Versus night, it's not a battle. You're just playing the music against each other almost like. Back and forth.
Right. And when you watch Versus, you're not watching one side and saying, I stand them and I hate the other side. You watch them and say, wow, I love both of these artists.
I know. Yeah. And I just feel like, yes, maybe this is early Versus and it was more about like the matchups.
This
like,
was specifically about
like,
a hit off. You know, like they were battling.
Right.
Hits.
It's like, how do we compare these two? They're just so, you know, whatever. But like, it's kind of just annoying because I do think that they're a good, they would be a good Versus.
Mm hmm. I appreciate
it. I really do.
My favorite part about this feud is because it's basically one-sided. It's mostly been Kaya being like, I don't know why Trina won't do this. Like, Trina's annoying. And then Trina has to respond and be like, this is irritating. And she'll say stuff like, her choice, her quotes are quite choice. Like I said, mm-hmm. I would battle anyone. It is what it is. I have records. I get on stage and do what I do. And if you're another female artist, I'm ready. But when it comes to this particular person, the level of disrespect is beyond. I don't know you. And she's like mm-hmm. really, really sick of this person. My favorite part of this feud is that I guess she talked about it in the Breakfast Club once. And after explaining, they talked about it in the Breakfast Club once. They didn't have Trina on. But after the conversation, Charlamagne's addition was... I really think this is the point where you have to start suing people because Trina is like,
so funny.
Which is just like Kaya's being really irritating and like Trina
just have to be sued.
Some people
you
just have
sue.
To be sued. I think that was his quote. Some people just have to be sued.
That's really funny. That's really funny.
So
this
is
a real,
feud.
But yes. what's also disappointing is that I just did a whole bit about how I think Versus is like heartwarming. If these two actually did a Versus that was had tension and had an actual Versus in it, it would be iconic mm-hmm. and like everybody would love it and tune in. So it almost feels like a missed opportunity on two levels. One, to have one where we support each other. Two, to have a Versus that is actually tension filled and a real Versus, a real matchup, and it would be like crazy and fun to watch. Mm-hmm. So it just feels so like both on both levels these girlies are losing, you know?
But I still like this. But I still think Trina is winning.
Okay.
Because she's the one because Kaya is the one who starts it all the time.
My love for my neck, my back is like bigger than like anything I like on Trina. Just saying. Like I respect Trina, but my neck, my back is it for
no,
me.
No, I think that I like Pullover more than I like my neck, my back.
Pullover that ass too fat?
But I exactly. pull over that ass
which
is too
fat.
Which
is a funny song because it's like
whoop, whoop.
Pull over, you'd think you're driving a car and you literally can't see somebody's ass if they're driving a car. You
no,
know what I mean?
No, Lindsay, it's so fat that you can see from the car behind you. That's what the thing is.
There's no way, though. How?
It's a problem. That's why the person's like, you have to pull over. Like, I should not be able to see your ass from where I am.
If I can see, if I can see your ass from, like, driving behind you, like, that's just not physical. Like, that's a prop. Like,
yeah,
it's dangerous.
Very classic,
right.
Like, ass so fast, you can ass so fat, you can see it from the front. You know, like, it's, that's
well,
what's
that
happening
I understand.
Here.
Okay, but that I understand. Some people have asses so fat that you can't see them from the front.
Well, this ass is so fat, you can see it from the car behind you on the 405 no. or whatever, on I-95.
Unless she was driving a literal, like, child's Tonka truck, you know, like, one of those, like rechargeable electric trucks for children, then I think, yeah, maybe you could see her ass. Unless she was driving one of those, no.
God, that is just such a good song. Okay, I accept that. Let's move on. Three headlines. Want to just read these? We don't have to read the context.
All right, you go first.
Dog Whisperer, this is Daily Mail. Dog Whisperer Cesar Millan is given a warning after taking his pooches out on the pier in Redondo Beach.
Rise and shine, Jennifer Garner goes for morning run while ex-Ben Affleck gallivants on Parisian honeymoon with J-Lo.
And Bella Hadid flashes her toned figure in shorts and a cropped sports top while showing off her creative side as she learns the art of glass blowing. We have to move on.
I thought that
we
was
have to
funny.
Move on. We can't
she
talk about
careful.
It.
No, she's got to be careful. She's wearing a freaking crop top and short shorts while learning glass blowing. That's dangerous.
Lindsay, we got to move on. No, no commentary. We got to move on to relationships.
Okay, now we're on relationships. Let's literally, let's dance through this thing. Like it is, like we are on Dancing with the Stars, hosted by Tyra Banks and Alfonso Ribeiro, you know?
Simu Liu and Jade Bender made their red carpet debut at the 2022 ESPY Awards. A hell of a place to make your red carpet debut. Are either of them sports? Why were they, I guess the ESPYs are for all celebrities, but I just.
No, the ESPYs are like sports entertainment, sports but you're right. I mean, it's one of those shows that I understand zero things that come out of it, but I understand this.
And apparently they've known each other for a very long time. She's an up-and-coming actor. Simu Liu
they're
is
cute.
A newly crowned them. Apparently
he's a
hunk. Apparently they've known each other for a very long time, and they only recently, things became romantic. So.
All right. She's known for senior year and major crimes.
She's one of the she's one of the major like students in the Rebel Wilson senior year movie. So she has like kind of a big role in that, but she is new. She's a newbie.
I do think that he's... Because he's been on the come up so fast, in a way, no one cared that he was dating her, like, not that long ago. So it was very, now the fact that we're reporting on it, it's not like it's new, it's just that people all of a sudden care who he's dating.
Exactly.
Because he's, like, becoming very famous. Yeah.
Right. Because it's like, they were spotted together 3 years ago, before the pandemic, but it's like, everyone's like,
right.
But, oh, there weren't romantic no sparks. And it's like, is that the case, or is it, as you said,
no
one cared because he wasn't super famous?
That's not the case. That is 100% not the case. Okay. Jillian Michaels got married. That's
she
cool.
She got married. She got married to someone named Deshaunna
Marie
Menuto.
She's the one
Marie
that yells.
Yeah.
She yells
she's
on
like, your body, your body.
Biggest Loser.
Yeah, your body. So she got
she
married.
Deshaunna Marie Menuto in a private ceremony.
In Namibia. In Namibia. Yeah, they were there. And it's unclear. They've gone to, God, they went to Uganda before the pandemic together. So, like, they've taken big trips to, like, countries in Africa before. They were in Namibia this time. But it's, I was trying to find out, like, what the association is. I couldn't figure it out. But they went on this big vacation there. They got married. They posted all these photos. And they're going to have a real wedding in 2023.
I don't care. Can we move
I don't
on?
Care
Anya Taylor-Joy was secretly married.
I know. And now this I'm interested in. Or am I? I don't know.
Biggest,
maybe I'm not.
Her biggest gambit
that was
yet.
Me.
Who cares? Okay, Anya Taylor-Joy, no one cared who she would date.
What's
no
so funny about,
married.
We have a lot of stuff in this section, or I pasted in some stuff that's vaguely related, but I forgot to put his name in here. It's just husband.
Yeah, it's like Malcolm or
Anya
something.
Anya Taylor-Joy married her husband.
It's like Malcolm McDonough or something.
It's Malcolm
He's
McRae.
Now named, her name is already hyphenated. She can't take another one. She's staying Anya Taylor-Joy.
I think that would be really cool, actually. If you just like keep adding hyphens. Anya Taylor-Joy McRae. Isn't that fun?
I don't think she can afford another hyphen.
There's no law that says you can't have two hyphens in your name.
There's no law. There's no law. You can do whatever you want, you know?
We got a big split. Chuck Lorre and Ariel Lorre have split after, you know, a few years of marriage. He was married to an influencer named Ariel Lorre, and she has a podcast called The Blonde Files with Ariel Lorre, and... I was like, was he ever on it?
I'm sorry, not to be... What's the age gap here? Clearly,
it's like 30 years. Oh, yeah, it's like 30 years.
There's a 30-year age gap here.
It's something
like
that.
He literally is old, and she looks not old. Yeah.
And she's a young blonde influencer. Oh, yeah. And they talk about
okay.
They talk about this on the podcast. But my favorite part of this podcast
I'm
that
sure
I was like,
do.
Damn, I'm not surprised that I'm surprised Man. This relationship ended. Listen to this exchange. You're gonna love this.
How does it feel to be married to a highly successful and motivated wellness blogger?
Oh, it's exciting. It's always fun to find out the things about gut health that I didn't want to know.
Are you surprised they ended? Are you surprised this marriage is over?
He's
so rich that every story about this is like, they have an ironclad prenup. They have an ironclad prenup because he's been married twice before and he has so much money.
Do you think she'll
money.
Get to keep her wellness podcast?
She's going to keep the wellness podcast, but I'm wondering is if she's going to change her
files?
Name. If she's going to change her name back.
Oh, well, she better change her name back. Why would she want to keep Chuck Lorre's last name?
Well, maybe they...
Unless her name was Lori Lori, I would say change her name. What's her name? What's even her name?
Her maiden name, I had it in here. Did I delete it? Yeah, Ariel.
Ariel Lori. But what's her maiden, what's her name going to be?
Mandelson. Yeah, you might want to keep Lori.
As long as she gets to keep the Blonde Files podcast, I think she'll be okay.
Also, the Lori gives her a little bit of, it gives her a little bit of like name recognition in Hollywood too.
I just don't want Laura Wassler to come in here and be like, the podcast goes to Chuck, you know, because he doesn't need that. He's the creator of Sybil, Mom, The Kominsky Method, Bob Hart's Abishola. He doesn't need the Blonde Files. You know?
Will be changing the name to the Salt and Pepper Files podcast with Chuck Lorre.
And it will still be about gut health.
My client will take control of the RSS feed and he will rename it to the Salt and Pepper Files podcast.
First guest, Tim Allen. Okay, I'm...
Okay, so another Moving split. On. Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy. This broke
this
people
sad.
Up. Yeah, people are really sad about this.
Well, it just felt like, you know, they really... It's like... It felt very much like I fell for my friend in a very romantic way. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, we were friends for a long time and then we, like, got romantic and it really could be a good thing because, like, that's such a nice...
And then
when that
mind.
Happens, it's very nice.
Yeah.
And I think people said, oh, you know, this could be great for her, da-da-da. Because she's, like, kind of... she is iconically like more of a single
right
strong woman.
She's iconically
than,
like single and fabulous and proud.
I don't
and
give
I love
a fuck.
It. And
yeah.
I yes.
Yeah. And I don't give a shit. Like I dated 50 Cent once, like don't even care. Mm. You know? So this was kind of like, oh, she's settling down, da da da. I mean, who cares, literally, but it didn't work.
It didn't work. And they both released like long, heartfelt statements about like it didn't work. That's I think that must be why I think it got so much attention because it's like we love an amicable split, a believably amicable split. Because sometimes there's an amicable split and you're like, something went wrong here. They're lying. This reads as authentic.
I don't care that Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker never broke up. That doesn't matter.
I do care that Tyrese and Zelie Timothy reconciled after a bizarre breakup announcement. They're back in marriage counseling and therapy. So they're like back together. That's nice.
Why are we doing this so publicly? I don't really understand. It just feels very much like we don't need to be sharing all this stuff. Just figure it out.
Let's move on to Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
It's so hot. I can't even make light of how hot it was in the UK last week. I wasn't even there.
But that's the thing is Rita, it's so hot in the UK that Rita is getting wrapped up with like headlines about Rita are just becoming about the heat wave, which I love. Like Rita Ora's relevance right this week is all about how she's fighting the heat wave. You know, she's fighting the heat wave with new sizzling bikini photos. She's fighting the heat wave by wearing low rise trousers and crop top. I will say she posted an Instagram that was like, I love the heat. I was like, okay, Rita. Okay, contrarian.
Rita, this isn't helpful. This isn't helpful to our cause.
I love it. She really was. Wait, let me find while you talk.
I love the heat. She also showed off her toned figure in a crop top and tiny pair of shorts as she completed an intense workout, quote, ahead of her wedding to Taika Waititi. God, Daily Mail knows exactly what gets clicks.
It's not.
That's why they have to put it in quotes. Ahead of her wedding to Taika Waititi, which is definitely a quote from a source who doesn't know anything. But they love this. All of that, the promo that they were doing for the Thor movie together, where they were asked about it, they were so cheeky about it. They love that people think that they're getting married, even if they're not. But I do believe
they are.
Okay.
London is melting. And 6 days ago, Rita posted a photo and wrote, London in the summer in this heat is
everything. I love it. Home sweet home, baby.
That's the sort of tweet that ends up in a documentary about like climate change 20 years from now, yeah, when it's literally. Like, we could have done things to fix this. We had so many opportunities to fix this, even when we thought we were too late.
Rita said, it's fine.
But here in a heat wave, renowned celebrity Rita Ora said that the heat was fun or something. You know, like, that's so scary.
Yeah. Her show got released on, her show's on Netflix, Kung Fu Panda. Are you going to watch it?
The new Kung Fu Panda's on Netflix? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a show. It's a TV show. Sorry, Rita Ora.
Am I going to watch it? No. I still haven't watched The Bear. Okay, we're done. Thank you for listening to another episode of Who Weekly. Keep calling in at 619-WHO-THEM to leave questions, comments, and concerns for our Friday show, Who's There? Thank you to Timmy, our research and editorial assistant, for researching and editorializing. We have to go get lunch with him later today. So excited. Thank you to Katie and Erica, the Who's, for providing our Rita theme song. What else? Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly.
So jealous.
She's in Paris. So is Christine Quinn.
Yeah.
Avengers Assemble.
Literally, she's in Paris.
Avengers Assemble.
She's in Paris. Oh, jealous. Okay. Yeah.
Patreon.com/WhoWeekly. And then you can also listen to our bonus episodes on Apple Podcasts, the Apple Plus subscription. You can do that if you want to do Patreon, giving you some options. What else? Pre-order my book on wherever you get books.
It's giving options.
It's giving options. And again, we'll see you on Friday. Bye.
See ya.
You or Jayla?
Yo, they wanna know.
Hey.
Mia.
Hey.
Mia.
Come on. Hey. I want to be famous.